Did you hear your boy do his,
really? Creepy.
You know, there's flight 35 on the tarmac for 3 hours. Everyone's exiting the plane. And Boyer's back there squirting out the window in 12B.
Yeah, I thought that,
yeah, they had 3 hours to get up.
When they said get up, naturally I go that way. David.
I can still remember when Chris Boyer used to make us smile. And I knew if he had a chance that he could crack a joke or two, and the listeners would be laughing for a while. But suddenly he made us shiver with each low line he would deliver. Bad puns from the drum kit. His timing was blown to I can't remember if I cried when the featurette had gone awry. That's when we realized the day the humor died. Now Boyer is an unfunny guy. He used to be amusing, now he barely gets by. We scratch our heads and we're left wondering why. There is simply no more way to deny. Boyer is an unfunny guy.
Come on! Yeah.
They were singing, Boyer is an unfunny guy. Every time he chimes in, the show quickly dies. It's ever true, no matter how hard he tries. Chris Boyer is an unfunny guy.
And yet, a marvelous broadcaster and human being.
Dude, we love him. He's a jewel.
How can you be mad at Tony Mason?
Wow. It sounded like he used the AM radio edit, but...
When he puts together such a brilliant jingle.
He's got such a good bank of goodwill.
Testament to your bombs.
Yes. I love it. Tony, thanks.
Leave it in. Round two of the Crackpot News after this.